dying on the footpath by shooting as a layperson. Meditation. Just as a word of warning, the dying scenario presented in this guided meditation is a little frightening. It contains the kind of death scene that most of us would really prefer not to have to experience. To be honest, in the treatment of this subject, I felt that I should put one example of death by violence into the collection presented here. If you don't feel ready to consider such a death scene, that's fine. Please feel free to go on to another meditation. In this meditation, we will imagine being shot after having attended a weekly Dharma teaching and meditation. We will begin as per usual by establishing a present moment body-based mindfulness with body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Simply being aware that now you are sitting. With a straight, yet relaxed, posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat, or the cushion, or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in, all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go, putting things down. And once again, breathing in. And breathing out. Relaxing. Bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present, into each new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Just taking small, relaxed, natural breaths. Now, with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, around the area of the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears and the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware and at the same time relaxing. Now include the chest in this awareness. And then moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging. Not discriminating. Accepting the body as it is with an alert and gentle knowing. Now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath. Present in the moment. Grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting, knowing the sitting posture. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in and out breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath, and yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting Buddho at first. Buddho means knowing. And so as you breathe in, mentally note But. And as you breathe out, note Do. Aware of each in-breath, But. And each out-breath, Do. Put. Do. Put. Do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting with the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. 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 As the remainder of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations. So we can alternate between these two words, Buddho and Maranang, in this way, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout this meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenarios as best you can, practicing mindfulness of death and impermanence while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. You have just left the monthly gathering of your local Buddhist group. Tonight, there was a guest nun speaking. As you walk out onto the footpath, you are recollecting the evening. It had been refreshing to hear Dhamma from a senior Sangha member. Thinking about it now, it was not what she had said particularly that had touched you so deeply. Rather, it was the sense of the depth and sincerity of her own practice that came through in her words. Buddho. Buddho. Feeling inspired, you are making an extra effort to bring good energy to your mindfulness. You are being mindfully aware of each step. Although you can't actually feel the path with your foot, you can feel the pressure and the firmness through the soles of your shoes. As the right foot touches the ground, put, and as the left foot touches the ground, do. Put, do, put, do. The air outside is cool. As you walk, it feels pleasant on your face. It had been difficult to find a car park, as these inner city suburbs have become so crowded now. It will be a long walk to the car, but it's okay. You continue with your mindful walking. Butto. Butto. It's quite chilly now. You put your hands into your pockets and hug your jacket closer to your body. Walking a little faster, occasionally you take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Aware. You notice the mist on your breath reflected in street lamps. It appears, dissipates, and fades away. The questions and answers after the talk went on for a long time. It was touching to see how willing the nun was to answer everybody's questions, and how joyful she was. But now it is late, and you have to admit that part of the chill you feel may not just be the weather. You cannot shake the perception that there is definitely a creepy feeling in the air. The sirens in the distance are also a little unnerving. It's okay, you tell yourself. In just a few minutes, you'll get to your car. Butto. Butto. Is it in the air or in your mind? You feel strangely unsafe now. Walking quickly, you strain to look up ahead in the distance. And occasionally, you glance over your shoulder. Butto. You tell yourself not to be judgmental. Good neighborhood, bad neighborhood, it's all the same. You generate thoughts of goodwill. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Is it fear that you feel? Yes, a little. You remember to be aware of your in and out breathing. Butto. Butto. Maranang. Maranang. The Venerable Nun had said in her talk that it is important to be aware of and also to be prepared for death, so as to be ready to die when the time comes, and also as a skillful means for continually reminding oneself to live a skillful life. not getting too distracted, and not to let this precious human opportunity slip us by. Maranang, maranang. She said that it was a good practice to gently acknowledge at least a couple of times per day that I could die today. This could be the day. Mindfully aware of the in and out breath, and mindfully aware of death and impermanence. Maranang, maranang. You look at your watch. It is 10:57 p.m. Still walking, you notice that between the street lights, it is very dark. You are almost at your car. Put do. Put do. You are between street lights now, and there is a strange noise behind you. What is it? Fast footsteps, the rustle of clothing, panting breath. But, do. Now, looking behind you, your question has answered itself. He is moving very quickly. His movements are erratic. There is a young man directly before you now. He is terribly thin. His clothes are dark. You can't quite make out his face. But his eyes are fiercely burning. Wild. Maranang, maranang. And now you see the gun in his hand, held close to his body, pointed at your stomach, and his grimacing features as he hisses loudly through his teeth. Give me your wallet. Give me your money. Maranang. Maranang. Oh, damn, you think. I really don't have any. You knew you were coming to the Dharma talk. As a donation, you wrote a check and put it in your pocket. You left your wallet and your phone at home because you wanted to feel light and unburdened. You know how lame this will sound, but you say what you have to say, as convincingly as you can. I'm sorry, man. I don't have any money with me. I mean, I really don't. Really, I'm sorry. Please believe me. Please don't hurt me. You can take my watch. Here, have it. You are fumbling with the clasp. But, do, but. Do. Maranang, Maranang. You are struck by a terrible knowing now. He's angry, swearing, but you don't hear what he's saying. What you notice is that he doesn't believe you, and he doesn't want the watch. You have a terrible, terrible feeling in the deepest pit of your stomach, and an icy chill in all of your bones. Your mouth is suddenly bone dry. Somehow, you know that this is how it ends. This life. Curiously, with this knowing, a space seems to open up in your mind. Maranang, Maranang. Everything external is now like a dream. It seems far away, but inside is still, quiet. You hear the loud noise twice, and in the very same instant, you feel an incredible burning pain in the stomach. Your hands, clutching, feel the hot blood gushing. Your body crumples to the footpath. Maranang, Maranang. Thoughts rush through your mind, so many thoughts, so many questions. But he is young, so young. How could he be so young? And why would he? How could he? You remember what your friend told you about drug addicts, about how the pain and insanity of the craving, and how getting the next hit becomes everything. On the ground, he has pushed you onto your back. He is frantically searching your pockets, like a frightened animal, hungry, desperate. There is a sound of sirens in the distance, slowly coming closer. Maranang, Maranang. He can't find anything. He swears, punches the ground, and then runs, fast. He doesn't even look back at what he's done. You can smell your own blood, strong and strangely metallic, and you can taste it. And you can feel it, warm, still spilling from the holes in your body. So much blood. And the heart, pumping so fast, thumping in your chest. Maranang, Maranang. The heart is slowing now, giving up. And as your head becomes more faint, thankfully, the pain fades. You are alone, and you know now, without a doubt, that you are about to die. Maranang, Maranang. With your last remaining energy, although it seems impossible, you roll onto your right-hand side. You want to die with mindfulness. You place the left leg on top of the right. You place your right arm under your head. Energy is fading. Looking inwards, you struggle to settle an inner turmoil. You are fighting a desperate urge to hate him, your attacker. No, let it go. That cannot help now. You remember, the nun had explained that in order to have compassion, one has to understand delusion. When beings are ignorant of the truth, they will become confused and they will make mistakes. Your whole life is rushing before your eyes. The life behind you seems like a strange dream, from which you have just woken up. You thank it for what it was. You are saying goodbye. You forgive him. And this life, and yourself, and anyone else. You let it all go. Maranang, Maranang. Your vision is blurring, narrowing. Darkness is pressing in. You collect your mind and make a final aspiration. I go for refuge to the Buddha and his teachings and to truth. Wherever I may I never be separated from the teaching of the Buddha. May I always have opportunities to practice until liberation. And then you allow your mind to be still, just still. Your heart beats a final beat. And everything goes dark. Maranang, Maranang. In about 7 minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded. Present, in the body, in this moment. And now mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before, with the syllables but, do. Put do. Put do. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings. Arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. And if it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a deep sense of well-being. Breathing in, simply wishing, "May I be well." Genuinely directing loving-kindness towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, "May I be well." Breathing out, wishing, "May I be happy." Breathing in, "May I be well." Breathing out, "May I be happy." Breathing in, "May I be safe. May I be free from danger." Breathing out, "May I be well. May I be happy." Breathing in, "May I be well." Breathing out, "May all beings be well." Breathing in, "May I be happy." Breathing out, "May all beings be happy." The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, or positive potential, merit. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death, in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your own meditation. Otherwise, you can now consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings, or with someone in particular. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation, determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to: may this person be well, be safe, be happy.